You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, supplemental traffic report. The Palmetto heading east is looking okay from the south side of the airport. That's where we hang out and do our radio show from.
Love to look at traffic.
Yeah, well, actually, it is kind of calming.
It calms me down.
It does, it does. Well, actually, it calms me down when I don't have to go in it.
Exactly.
But I can see it from my house, and sometimes I get what I call pre-traumatic stress disorder just by looking at the stuff. It just, it actually does drive me. The planes make me relax. I like to watch the planes. They come in and they come in and out from where we live. Sometimes they got the double pattern going on. And I get to watch them both. Sometimes a big super heavy jumbo is coming. They come in low.
Now, where I live, what I like to watch are the skydivers.
Oh, where you live in?
Homestead.
There you go.
That's cool.
You done that yet?
No, I like to watch people come down. I'm not interested in doing it.
I've always kind of wanted to do it, but I'm not sure I'm going to do it. Well, I got that bad back thing going on.
I get a real good rush just watching them. I don't need to do it. I feel like I've done it already.
I've gone hot air ballooning. Have you ever done that?
No, that'd be fun.
It was awesome. Did it in college. Lit up the hot air balloon right outside of Florida Field, actually. Florida Field, went up, went all the way, drifted south because you can't really control a balloon, and landed in the Paynes Prairie, probably about a half hour, flew over Gainesville, flew over the campus.
Huh.
I think I still remember. It only happened about 35 years ago.
Wow.
No, it was great, though. I was holding the balloon is, you got to have a person holding a string at the top of the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So I was holding the string at the top of the balloon, and you got to let it go when the balloon starts to lift. So you kind of let it go, and then you kind of got to run in and get in the basket. It was really cool. It was really cool.
Could you lose the balloon if you don't get in there in time?
No, there's already somebody in there.
Oh, okay.
No, you got to, because the guy's in there working the what do they call that? The heater thing?
I don't know.
They call it a flame, probably.
The flame.
Yeah, the flame.
Okay.
You go up with the flame.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and we landed in Paynes Prairie. It was pretty cool. They had a chase truck chased us all the way down there, and then we landed in somebody's, like, field, and we had to walk through the field, but we said it was okay and everything else, and it was really fun. Had a great time. Got to do that because I was the chairman of an event called Celebration. Celebration, that's where I met my good friend Todd Jones. High five to Todd Jones. All right, there you go. So it was really good. So Wanda, we've got the morning show. We're going to do the morning show next Friday,
and
we're going to have all kinds of people. We're going to have folks on from medical marijuana. We're going to have the medical marijuana doctor. We're going to talk about that.
Medical.
We're going to talk to Noor, the meditation expert, the guru, Vivian's guru. We're going to talk to her. She's been on the show before.
Les Brown.
Who is Les Brown?
Les Brown is one of the number one, you know, he's been around for, I'd say, at least 20 years, motivating folks all across the country. Actually, from Liberty City. So he's one of our very own, and he's made it to the higher realms. He's been, you know, I think it's been longer than 20 years.
I'm very excited for this,
because
we're all about promoting local people that have really made it.
Yeah.
And the most important thing that we like to do on our show is give out positive energy. So it's really, really looking forward to that. We're going to have Bill Talbert on.
We're going to pump you up.
We are. Well, Bill Talbert, he's the head of the Greater Miami Visitors Bureau. So we're going to talk about all the great things that are going to be going on Memorial Day weekend.
Great.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Medical marijuana we talked about. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have the guru. We're going to have Les Brown on. Do we have any other guests? Oh, and of course, our friends at Warren Henry are going to be on talking about automotive technology.
Flex wheels,
all that stuff.
It's going to be packed.
It is. It'll be packed, we'll have time for people to actually call in too. We don't take a lot of calls, but we're gonna be pumping the phone calls.
7 a.m. Join us.
Yeah, it'll be great. We're gonna have some. Well, Bill will be in the 7 a.m. hour. Then we have the big hour in the with Les Brown and Noor in the second hour, and then the third hour we're gonna talk about medical marijuana.
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be great.
All right.
Going to be great.
Write it on your calendar. Set your alarm.
That's right. So, Wanda, tell me a little bit about this. So, you moved to Homestead.
Yes.
How does Polo like it in Homestead?
Polo likes it because he gets to run around and, you know, it's kind of wide open space down there.
Now, why is it that I can't knock on the door when I want to come in there?
Because he barks. That's the only time he barks. No, that's not true. He barks when other dogs are around, but... yeah, he barks when you knock, because that's his way of alerting me that someone's at the door.
Well, that's great, though. Yeah. I really love
it. It
Polo.
Is, when, unless you're in a sounding a studio.
Well, let me
where
put
it shouldn't be, you know.
Well, look, noises. I don't mind. I can handle anything. If the dog barked, they'd say high five to Polo.
It's all good.
It is all good. You know, that was funny, because Polo's the name of the company that Jake's company.
I know. I was really just cool. thinking that.
I thought that was really cool. Maybe we can get Polo to be the mascot?
Nah, I don't know.
Well, Polo would kind of become invisible on the white.
Does he get a wage?
Huh?
Does he get a wage?
A living wage.
Okay.
This is Florida.
He needs a job.
Well, this is Florida. Looking. Above minimum.
He's been looking
for a living wage, not minimum wage, living wage. We pay living wage here.
Okay. So if you have a dog and needs a job, keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. So what is Polo's favorite place to go when you take Polo out? This is a tip for dog folks.
His favorite place. I don't know.
Park?
He likes the park always.
Bark at the park?
He likes to just go. He likes to be in the car and just go where I'm going.
So he likes to stick the head out and do the hair thing in the face,
yes, he likes to clear his hair.
And that's really cool.
He's got lots of hair, so it's nice to clear the whole car of hair at that point in time. Let the windows down and let the hair just blow out the car.
You're too funny.
That's it.
You're too funny.
Not too much.
Well, that's okay. It will get funnier, I promise.
I'll try.
It will. Well, we're going to have great stuff. So we did a little practice here today. We're going to do a little more good stuff next week on Freed on Business. We've got great guests for Freed on Business next week. We're going to talk about more real estate capital markets. We got Charles Fascini on, who's with Brocadia. He's going to do we're going to talk about capital markets. Hopefully he'll bring Chris Sapone on with him, his partner, and we'll have a great time talking capital markets. And I think I'm going to get Charles to talk cars too, because Charles loves cars. He loves cars. So that's it.